Destination Freedom. Listen, it's the Freedom Bell.
Aye, the Freedom Bell, my friends. This is Paul Revere, called back from the shadows by the sound of the Freedom Bell, to cry again a warning that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Destination Freedom is presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Paul Revere is the symbol of warning, ready to ride down the skies to shout an alarm. His destination, now and forever, freedom.
I have a story to tell you. An echo of something Thomas Jefferson once said. And a reminder that the soldiers of freedom aren't always recruited from among the best people. Now, this is a true story, which happened close to 140 years ago in a town in New York State. They say that in the old days, a feller rode through New York State with a surveying tool in his hand, a copy of the Bible in one pocket, and a poem by a Greek poetry writer named Homer in the other. And this surveying man would name first a town from the Bible, and then another one from this Homer. That's how the town we're talking about came to be named Silla. Next town down the line is named Jerusalem. Well, after a while, when the towns got bigger and people got to living together more, some of the folks got a hanker to run things for the rest, which they did. One of them in the town of Silla was named Benjamin Drake.
I own this town, body, boats, and riches. What I say goes.
You reckon the Silla Moral Society agrees with you there, Benjamin?
To the people who lived in Silla, Benjamin Drake looked about 8 feet tall. And he sounded like, well, if Satan was to blow the last trumpet instead of Gabriel, you couldn't tell it from Benjamin Drake's voice. And but here we are in the heart of Silla, New York, just in front of the Silla Hog Pound. That's where the Silla Moral Society locks up drunks and other sinners at night. Well, there's a sign on the pound that says, Silla Hog Pound, sinners beware.
Say, there's a new fella in town.
Sure enough. Reckon Drake will take care of him.
Yep. I ain't seen a new fella in town for 3 months. A word must have passed around the country that strangers ain't popular in Silla. Oh, look, there's Widow Ashley.
And the new feller's going to help her cross the street, I reckon. My, ain't he polite. Bowing and scraping just like a dancing master.
Never could abide a fella with oil joints. Morning, Mr. Drake.
Who's that feller?
A new feller in town, I reckon, Mr. Drake. Ain't seen him before.
Ah, just came in, did he? Well, I reckon he'll go right out again.
And I
do
thank for your kindness in helping me, Mr.
That was nothing, ma'am. My name's James, Joshua James.
I'm Miss Ashley, and I do hope you'll find Silla pleasant.
What's your business here, mister?
I'm a preacher. Stranger in town. Aim to stay and preach a mite.
No, you ain't.
Why not?
You're a stranger. And I don't allow strangers in Silla.
Aim to settle down and be a native.
They got enough natives. You get plumb to blazes out of my town and stay out. Oh, let go of my nose. Oh, blast you, my nose ain't made of... You let go.
Oh, my goodness.
Mister, this is probably hurting you a lot more than it is me, but you'll just have to abide it while I talk.
Oh.
Mister, I'll be short and sweet. I don't hold none with profanity, and even less with profanity before a lady. I don't care none for tyrants, and what's more, I don't like you.
Oh.
Them is my considered sentiments, and now you can sit in the mud and think them over.
Why, Mr. James, you pushed him right into...
No, ma'am, that ain't strictly accurate. I reckon he kind of lost his footing, result of being in such a temper.
Now, you can imagine what a stir that news caused in Scylla. The news that Benjamin Drake had tried to chase Joshua James out of town and got his nose pulled. Well, now we're going to start the next part of this story next morning, before anybody was up and stirring, down by the Scylla Hog Pound. If you'd been there at the time, you'd have seen just one partly alive critter, and that'd have been Barney Spry, a kind of habitual sinner. Barney is propped up against the outside wall of the pound, his hands clasping an empty quart bottle. Two other regular inhabitants of the hog pound, Galati the trader and Jackaniah, his Seneca Indian partner, a fun-loving, trouble-attracting pair, are trying to sneak by the hog pound. They've slept there as guests of Benjamin Drake too many times.
Nobody's in sight. Clear as the deacon's conscience. Come on now. Jackaniah, you drunken red-skinned wooden louse, where be you? Jake, you Seneca squaw beater. I let you come in and be partners with me, and what do you do? Answer me, dang you.
Me cut wood.
Anybody can cut wood, anybody. But who's seen that there sign?
You see?
Yeah. Grant and Cheeseborough will pay 2.5 gallons of whiskey for a cord of pine wood.
You read.
And who remembered about old Pelling Cheeseborough's stand of pine up that hill there, huh?
You do.
And who got the idea of trading Cheeseborough's pine wood to Cheeseborough's sawmill for Cheeseborough whiskey, huh?
Don't know.
Why, you dirt-eating Indian, I did.
No much talk. Sounds silly. Need drink?
Hey, now hold your horses. Arr. My turn first, you varmint.
Give me a
job. Not that I had my fair share. Hey, watch out. What? Drop that jug right on, Barney.
I've been poisoned. The poison liquor's done for me. My innards are clean through.
Why, Galati, you old gold wizard, you that done that to me. Galati, I'm going to tear one of them pipes and legs of yours off.
Hey, look at that blame Seneca. Laugh and fit to kill. Ain't seen him laugh so hard since Ben Drake and I got caught in the bus.
Laughing at me?
All a mistake, Barney. I dropped that jug on you by mistake.
Look, blaster me.
My jug again. Take it down, you red varmint.
Hey, give me a drink, Galati. I ain't touched the vile stuff since 6 or 8 hours, and I ain't a well man.
Where's Corporal Bob?
I don't know where he generally is this hour of day, I reckon, in the hog pound. How come you ain't there, Barney?
I come here after Drake and his committee left last night. I figured they wouldn't bother to look for me here.
Say, that's downright smart. Yep. I reckon they got the corporal in there, sleeping with him home.
It might give a little whoop to see if he's up yet. Corporal Barber, be in there. Corporal! Well, bust my britches. He ain't. What you nudging me for, Galati? Good morning, Miss Ashley.
Good morning.
Miss Ashley?
Well?
Don't seem right for a pretty young widow woman to be here by us at this hour of the morning.
Doesn't it?
Reckon it don't, now that you mention it.
Not know how. Miss Ashley?
Well?
Was you expecting some relative?
You know I haven't any relatives hereabouts.
Maybe some near and dear friends?
Sure, near and dear friends.
Shut up, Barney. Oh. To be, as you might say, in this here hog pound?
No.
Well, ma'am, if there ain't nobody you come to visit in the hog pound, it's mighty kind of you to pass the time of day with us. Here we got a new preacher in town.
No preacher? Me leave.
That's the fella I was talking to. A lively little varmint, ain't he, Miss Ashley? Her name of...
His name's Joshua James, and he's a gentleman, which is more than I can say for some.
Well, Miss Ashley, I reckon we wouldn't pretend to be...
Shut up, Barney. I was just getting interested.
Well, I just did meet Mr. James, and that's all. But he did seem to be a nice man and a stranger. And I was worried for a fear he might...
Them concern coyotes had flung him into the Calabozo here? Well, I wouldn't put it past him, the blame mealy-mouthed sons of perdition.
Oh, you're fussing with them profane words, Galata.
I was referring
ain't
to...
Ain't there a city statute again, profane language, Brother Cheeseboro?
If there ain't, reckon we can pass one, Brother Drake.
That's what I figured.
Now, Mr. Drake, I never...
I know what you said, Galata. Being a Christian man, I ain't taking you to task this time, seeing as I'm busy. But you watch that there yap of yours, or I'll shit it up for you for good.
Benjamin Drake, shame on you for a picking on an old man.
Sister Ashley, what are you doing down here with these sinners?
Same as the rest of us, Drake. She's waiting to see who you got in this time.
And don't you sister me. I was brought up a Christian, but there's some things I draw the line at. And you, Peleg Cheeseboro, don't sniffle at me.
Sister Ashley, might be you repent them harsh words. The Silla Moral Society ain't confining its attentions to men altogether.
Mr. Cheeseboro, you ain't got much hair to tempt an Injun, but the woods is full of redskins that had lifted for a favor to Jack and I here.
That's enough. We got business to tend to here. We'll take care of them perdition-bound sinners later. Give me the key, Brother Cheeseburger. I am going to open the pound.
Yes, it is, Brother Drake.
Come out of there, you rum-soaked hellion! Come out, sinner!
Were you speaking to me?
I was speaking to you, you benighted.
That's what I figured. I said to myself, that fella's calling me them names. Don't do it again.
How's that?
I said, don't call me them names no more. It ain't Christian and it ain't right.
Sinner? You're telling me what's Christian?
Looks like somebody ought.
Hooray!
What's more, this here's a free country, according to the word of Thomas Jefferson. And if you got a right to call me names, I got a right to fill up your eye for you.
Tom Jefferson say them words, mister?
They ain't his literal words, but that's the sense of them.
Don't know as I care much for all this talk. Don't sound American to me. More like... British propaganda.
British propaganda, that's it. Sinner, you're a spy, I reckon. And as a patriotic American, I'm a gonna take and stuff.
Yeah!
Hey!
Get
hey,
him around the neck, Jack. That's it. Now scalp him. Scalp him.
Let go. Stop.
Better hold your hand to my brother. I got a word to say before you lift any hair.
Oh.
Now, do you fellas just keep an eye on these here pillars of righteousness, will you? I don't want no mistakes to happen. Now, this year's going to be a lesson in the orderly processes of revolutionary democracy, according to the Christian dispensation and the words of Thomas Jefferson.
Go right ahead, Reverend James. We got our eye on them.
My text for today, friends, ain't in the Bible, but it's sure a part of the Christian religion. Text says that if a man is sot on making a blame fool of himself, that's his business.
Hooray!
Thank you. It ain't conventional to applaud a sermon, but I reckon you meant well. As I was saying, if it's in a man's mind to drink off a quart of rum and then lay down with the pigs and sleep it off...
We ain't aiming to sleep with no pigs, Reverend.
You're aiming to drink the rum, though, I reckon. And if you be, long as you're quiet about it, that's your affair. Tain't no business of your neighbors.
Why, just treason to the American Commonwealth, eh?
No, it ain't, Mr. Drake.
No,
it ain't. Just the opposite. You're a practicing tyranny here in Silla. Tom Jefferson says when folks gets tired of having tyranny practiced on them, they got a right to rise up and change things around. Reckon that's what we're doing, Mr.
I say we won't stand...
You're using your powers to punish old men and strangers and travelers for things they ain't done. Reckon that helps keep the folks here about scared. Maybe some even like it, long as it ain't them that gets beat or tired and feathered. Why do you do so?
It looks as though none of you got poor out of your moral society, but I reckon mostly you like to be big and watch others knuckle under to you and bow and scrape when you pass by. That's all. Let them go, boy.
You mean let them go?
That's right. No point keeping them here, is it?
Just one thing, mister. If you're in town, or if any of these hell-bent sinners is in town after sundown tonight, you'll regret it. Miss Ashley, you are consorting with sinners, and I don't know what. Won't be pleasant for you, neither.
I like sinners.
Boo! My parting word to you, Mr. James, is if you don't like tar and feathers, get out of town.
I ain't said my parting word to you, Mr. Drake, but this'll do. It's a smart thief knows when the thieving's over.
But gosh, Reverend James, you done it.
Sure as spitting. After we trounced the pants off the sill of Moral Society, I aim to roll right down one gutter after another.
No, you don't, Galati.
Huh?
As a preacher of the word, I don't hold with all this sinful drinking. One or two short ones, maybe, for medicinal purposes, but no more than that.
But you told Drake and them,
I know what I told Drake. Ain't none of most people's business if you drink or if you don't, but it's a preacher's business just the same.
Oh, right out of the skillet and into the...
Reason I don't hold with nobody's interfering with you, except me, is you're sinners, just the same as me and everybody else. And weak and sinful as I am, I aim to lead you into the paths of righteousness. I aim to extend a bottle of rum to you with one hand and the saving grace of heaven with the other. And I aim to fix it so as you'll choose the blessing of heaven and spurn the rum.
Tain't likely, Reverend.
That's what you think now, Barney Spry, but wait till I finish working on you.
Well, that's... fair enough, I reckon, as long as we're free to do our own picking and choosing. But what do we do about the Silla Moral Society? You let them go. They're worst of the lot, too.
I got an idea about them, boys. You just get out of town now and meet me at sundown up the road away.
Yes, but...
You heard the Reverend. He's got an idea. Come on, boy.
Why, Mr. James, whatever are you going to do?
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you, but not a word to anyone.
Why, no, Mr. James. Oh, we'd better not stay here so as everyone can see you are talking to me. Would you like to take breakfast at my house?
Why, thank you, ma'am. I'd be honored. Like Tom Jefferson says, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That was a great day in the history of Silla, New York. But the day was nothing compared to the night that followed it. About 9 o'clock, when people were just getting to bed, the town of Silla started to pop. Torchlights went flickering through the town, and there were men tramping the streets, shouting and swearing like nothing on earth. And next morning, down at the Hog Pow...
I guess there's no use looking further.
Nope. You can put them torches out and quit. The search is over.
What I can't understand is why we should look ato.
Of course we gotta look for him.
Of course I wouldn't know as well as you, gents, but what use is old Ben Drake to anybody?
Use? Civic leaders of this here town comes up missing. We look for him.
Yes. Where's your local pride? Ain't you proud of this law-abiding community?
Oh, yes. My goodness, yes, but...
Well, then, if you...
But I ain't proud of old Ben Drake. No, nor a petty cheeseburger, nor the rest of them. Are you?
That ain't the point.
No, sir.
We aim to turn out in time of civic need.
Might be better for the community if them fellers stayed disappeared.
Well, what's all the shouting for, Mr. Perkins?
My goodness, yes. Shouting and tramping through the village all night long.
And torches.
And poor dear Jane, that's my sister, you know. She's deep and couldn't catch what was happening. And of course, not knowing for sure myself, I couldn't hardly make her understand.
Hey, now, just wait. If you just... swallow that language for a minute, ma'am, I'll tell you.
Oh, do.
Well, the gist of it is that Benjamin Drake, Peleg Cheeseborough, and Zachariah Hogan has plumb disappeared.
Oh, dear me.
Anybody look under the Foster House bar?
Ma'am, that ain't no way to refer to such outstanding citizens of this town. But in answer to your question, however, we looked there the first thing. They ain't under, nor on top, nor no place around.
So the old rapscallions were sober last night for once.
Ma'am, the good book says you shouldn't speak no evil of the dead.
Speaking dead? My, won't your sister enjoy this? If you can just make her understand.
Ma'am, aside from what the good book says, and as a matter of fact...
They wasn't.
Not complete. No, ma'am.
Say, Bobert Fosterhouse says they had a few small ones and left about 9 o'clock.
How?
On their feet. They ain't been heard of since.
When they dragged me out of bed to search, I figured it'd be worth a night's sleep to hunt for the cold and pale corpses of them old devils. But if there ain't gonna be no corpses, I've been cheated.
Don't you pay no mind to him, ma'am. Like as not, they're just sleeping it off somewheres.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so if you'd done the searching, leastways like I done.
Did you search for them amongst the hogs, Eben?
No. Look for Benchy Drake among them beasts. If he heard of it, he'd have my scalp.
The hogs would do worse than that to you if they'd heard of it. What's your belief, Siegel?
Well, I was hoping... I just thought, mind you, it might be possible that some Injuns... Mohawks, for instance, is right bloodthirsty.
Yep.
That some Mohawks might have just wandered by with hatchets and knives and such, looking for somebody to scalp.
Yes, I see where you're going, but get on with it.
And of course they found Benjamin Drake... and the others.
Reckon you're letting your wishfulness run away with you, Siegel. You ain't just been sensible since Benji done you out of that patch of land up the valley.
Then, what about Jack and I and Benji Spry and that Joshua Jane?
Say, I never thought of them.
Ain't seen them in town this morning.
And they wasn't here last night, the searching.
Nor was they here yesterday morning.
Maybe they just got tired of spending their time in the hog pound.
Or maybe they snuck down in the dark of night and catched Ben Drake and them fellas.
Say, you don't think that...
Oh, goodness gracious, won't Jane be excited if they were scalped?
Oh, ma'am.
Here they come now.
All cleaned up and sober and marching.
And look at them weapons. Jack and I has got this hatchet and Barney Spry a horse pistol. And dang if Galati ain't got that old musket.
Right. Ho! Harry!
Was Benjamin Drake scalped? What happened to Benjamin Drake?
What this?
I'd rather see Mr. Cheeseborough's scalp. It'd be a rare thing to see the scalp of a man without no hair.
Well, I... Come on, Mr. Spry. We'd sure admire to see him.
Well, I'll be took and spread out on a hill of red ass if you don't all believe we scalped Benji.
Well, what'd you do with him? You did do something. What'd you do with Benji Drake?
I reckon you'll just have to bide your time a bit. We ain't ready to say.
You better say, Spry, and quick, because we're asking you.
When you ask questions like that, ask them polite, mister.
Now, hold on, Galati. Don't shoot nobody. Here comes the Reverend now with Miss Ashley. Folks, here's the man as can give you all the tidings you want.
Folks, if you'll just let me through here, over by the gate of the pounds where I want. Mary, if you'll just stand to one side.
Of course, Joshua.
Now, folks, I got a painful duty to perform.
They did catch him. I knowed it.
As you all know, it's been a custom of the Scylla Moral Society, with no fear of God nor man, to seize by force all strangers and some natives of this village. Claim they was drunk and to lock him in this here hog pound, as you see.
What's that got to do with...
In just a minute, brother, you'll know nigh as much about it as I do. These here gentlemen...
That's us, Barney.
...can testify to the iniquities of the Scylla Moral Society better than I can.
Them folks.
You just hush up, Evan, and let the Reverend have his say.
Thank you, ma'am. And why did you let these whited sepulchres put upon you so? Well, some of you, maybe Evan here, was sharing in the profit. But most of you let them down, Treasure, because they was big men and wore fancy clothes and looked important and dignified like.
That's right.
That being so, me and these gentlemen here figured it might be wise and just to apply the law of Moses according to the good book. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life.
Hooray, you scalped him after all.
Give me the key to that hog pound, Barney.
There you are, Reverend.
You can come out now, Mr. Drake. If you ain't out in 5 seconds, we aim to shoot plumb through the walls of this hog pound. In case you don't recognize him, this here's Benjamin Drake. Fellas behind him is Peleg Cheeseborough, Jesse Grant, and Zachariah Hogan. We found them all on the streets of Scylla last night in a state of considerable drink.
Pickled like herons.
Thank you, brother. That's a mighty accurate way of putting it. So feeling a great rush of moral indignation, we took him and flung him into the hog pound.
Grab that fool. He's crazy.
Well, I'll be dog.
I've never seen anything like
him. Now, you listen. You listen to me. This ain't lawful. I'll have the militia on you.
Mr. Drake, I reckon you can try. You notice we come prepared to do some fighting if we had to. I reckon we don't. But you better get while the getting's good.
You wait till these here minions of hell is going back to the bottle. I'll have you by the back hairs then, and don't think I'll let you go free. Come on, boys.
Why, you, that wasn't exciting.
Just like a good medicine show. Done my heart good to see old Ben Drake at his meeting.
Mr. James, I reckon I owe you an apology. I hope you intend to stay in Silly.
Well, yes, I aim to set up a church in these parts. Not to compete with Reverend Jukes, but to take care of the overflow.
Where you be aiming to hold meetings, Reverend?
Miller's Barn out the edge of town next Sunday. Hope you'll all be there.
Sure will, Reverend.
Oh, that sure done me good.
Put 10 years on my life.
I reckon there might be a drink handy.
Not for you, Galati.
Now, Reverend.
There's catching this year, Victor, boy. You got to stay sober, complete and permanent.
No!
No drink?
Not a drop.
Now, Reverend, you said you'd play fair with
Ain't my doings, boys. You heard what Mr. Drake said. Minute you take a drop too much so as you can't lick the Silla Moral Society and maintain order hereabouts, you'll be back in that hawk.
I might have known something had happened.
Right between the devil and the deep blue sea. That's where we are.
Well, boys, what's the verdict?
Well, it'll be a dang miserable old age without no liquor.
You get to enjoy being sober, Galati, once you're used to it.
Maybe. I ain't saying. But on the other hand, I'm just dang sick of sleeping in that hog pound.
You'll do it then?
Well, I reckon I got it.
How about the rest of you boys?
I ain't liking it, but I'll do it.
I'll expect you to church Sunday, too. Jack and I, where be you going?
Hey, hold on, you red devil.
You say no drink. Maybe. You say go to church.
Well, you blame heathen. It won't hurt you none.
Oh, no like.
Don't you mind him, Reverend. He'll be there.
No chance of you leaving town, Mr.
No. Now we got a little democracy and Christianity in this village, I aim to stay. Oh, by the way, boys, I'd be proud to have you meet Miss James.
Miss Ashley.
Miss James. We was married by the Reverend Jukes last night, and I'll be glad to have you all join us for breakfast. Miss James makes the best corn fritters this side of New Spain.
Well, I'll be swiggered.
Shall we go, Joshua?
If your wish will, Mary. Yes, sir. I aim to settle down here and carry on for the Lord and Thomas Jefferson.
Hey, that's just the way it happened. In a town of early New York, when the little men decided to rise up and protect their rights. Big men or little men, all American citizens have the same rights under law. And like Joshua James, you should feel a rising wrath when unscrupulous men attempt to dominate. But unlike Joshua James, you have lawful processes to keep your liberties intact. Protect your Bill of Rights. Keep on the road to destination freedom.
Paul Revere, portrayed by Maurice Copeland, will return next Sunday to narrate another chapter in the story we call Destination Freedom. Presented by Station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Today's script was written by Martin Maloney and produced under the direction of John Cowan. Charles Flynn played Joshua James. Other members of the cast were Rita Ascott, Don Gallagher, Jack Lester, Alma Platts, and Jess Pugh. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Helen Morton and Jose Bethencourt. Our engineer was George Wilson, sound effects by Cliff Mueller. This is Bill Grisky, reminding you that the sound of the Freedom Bell is your invitation to follow Paul Revere along the road to destination freedom.